Fragments. October 9th, 1911. Typed. We should make decided efforts to heed the directions the Lord has given in regard to the care of the sick. They should be given every advantage possible. All the restorative agencies that the Lord has provided should be made use of in our sanitarium work. God has not been glorified in any special manner by the hygienic restaurants as ordinarily conducted. Those connected with our sanitariums should be men whose lives are wholly devoted to God, free from all evil work. Some conferences have tried to establish sanitariums on an independent basis, entirely separate from all other branches of the medical work. But this experiment has always been a failure. Those who take up a new work for the master of the vineyard are to receive help from those who have had an experience in this work, both in failure and success. This is to be distinctly understood. The workers in one part of the field are never to think that they can stand as an independent whole. The physician and his wife who fear God and keep his commandments will be a treasure in any sanitarium. Very much may be said to arouse the moral sensibilities and to aid the hearers in keeping up a balance between the physical and the mental powers, and so fasten important truth and a realization of their obligations to their Creator in their minds, that they will sense their accountability. By this means, not only will the institution be benefited, but the world will be benefited by the existence of such an institution. 2 and 2, Christ sent forth his disciples. Why do we not go forth just as they went? In every place the sick may be found, and those who go forth as workers for Christ should be true health reformers, prepared to give those who are sick the simple treatments that will relieve them and then pray with them. Thus they will open the door for the entrance of the truth. The doing of this work will be followed by good results. Our Sabbath-keeping families should keep their minds filled with helpful principles of health reform and other lines of truth, that they may be a help to their neighbors. Be practical missionaries. Gather up all the knowledge possible that will help to combat disease. This may be done by those who are diligent students, but few can take a course of training in our medical institutions. But all can study our health literature and become intelligent on this important subject. There should always be connected with our sanitariums women of mature age, educated and trained for the work, who are competent to treat lady patients. At whatever cost, they should be employed, and if they are not found, persons having the right disposition and traits of character should be educated and prepared for this work. Physicians must avoid all freedom of manner toward ladies, married or unmarried. They should ever be circumspect in their behavior. It is better that our physicians be married men whose wives can unite with them in the work. Both the doctor and his wife should have a living experience in the things of God. If they are devoted Christians, their work will be as precious as fine gold. Souls are always in peril. Even married physicians are subject to temptations. Some have fallen into the snares Satan has prepared for them. We are none of us safe from his wily, seductive power. Some are alive to their danger. They realize that Satan is making masterly efforts to overcome them, and by earnest prayer, they brace themselves for duty.